Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
The Tommy Tiernan Show, very, very popular TV show. It's on RT1 at 9:35 on Saturdays. And of course, Tommy is hosting podcasts as well. He's on the line to talk about a little bit of everything, actually. How are you, Tommy?
Tremendous. Always tremendous. Even when I'm not tremendous, it's good to say tremendous.
Yeah, it's a satisfying word.
It's a nice word to say, but also then you realise the gap between your actual mood and tremendous.
You get a sense of where you're at.
But it makes you laugh then at the folly of saying you're tremendous.
Yeah, well, another favourite Irish one is fabulous.
Oh no, that hasn't made it past the Enfield toll booth.
No.
But it has to be F-A-B-L-I-S-S.
Fabulous.
A fabulous, yeah. Yeah, there's no U in there at all.
One of Hector's ones is unbelievable. Uh-huh. Like he hasn't made it to the V sound yet. Oh man, that's unbelievable.
Sure. There's no real V in Irish. There's any wonder he just can't get his head around it. Yeah. Come here, how's the show going? How's the Tommy Tiernan show going?
Which one now?
On the television. Yeah.
The only difference with there not being a crowd is that before, when the guest's name was announced, there was either a mannerly round of applause if they were unknown, an excited round of applause if they were well known. And now there's just footsteps across the studio floor.
So it leaves you with less information than you already have, which is already zero.
Yeah, so it's just kind of it's like meeting somebody on a first date in an empty restaurant, and they're just, you hear them walking toward, it's kind of the scene of a horror movie, actually. Footsteps in empty rooms. That's the only difference. In terms of the actual interviews, if anything, it's made no difference. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I suppose it can.
Have you ever tried to sell that format abroad?
Yes.
I keep waiting to see it on other channels.
In other countries.
Yeah.
I've tried a few times to sell it. Now, I wouldn't try and sell it myself. That would be bad manners. But I have a man who that's his job. So I don't know what the, it is stressful. So I think that, and it, I guess you'd have to have a comedian doing it who was maybe, I wouldn't say on the downward slope of his career, but just kind of, a bit awkward, you know, a kind of a troubled soul. So that basically, if serious stuff comes up, you're comfortable with not making a joke about it.
Yeah.
We tried to sell it in England, in Australia, America, and Canada, and no one. Now, seemingly there's a bloke in Kazakhstan who wants to give it a laugh.
Is it Borat?
He could be the example to the rest of them.
Yeah, but no takers. I've often thought about if I did it in America or England, but I think part of the thrill of the show is the fact the audience know me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So going to England or America wouldn't work then, because it'd be if the guest was unknown, then the people at home would be thinking, hang on, I don't know either the host or the person he's talking to. This is just like a conversation in a bus stop.
With good lighting.
How was the break?
The break?
The Christmas.
It still feels a little bit like Christmas. Christmas wasn't enough of an event for it either to have begun or ended. It was just kind of, Christmas was like a Tuesday, wasn't it? There was no real,
just came and went.
And then it was Wednesday. There was no kind of, it was fine. I mean, you know, today now is nice, to be honest with you. It's nice weather, kind of beautiful blue sky, and great kind of, there's great liveliness in the air today. It's that kind of air that's not too dry, you know. It's raining somewhere, but not here. I love it, actually. I'm very fond of the weather today. So in terms of Christmas, today is more of an event than Christmas.
Right. I just love that phrase you said there. It's raining somewhere, but not here. And you can smell it. That's amazing.
Can you not smell rain? I went out with a young one once who could smell foxes.
What?
She could smell foxes.
Okay. At what point in the relationship did she reveal this to you?
Usually at a moment where I was heading for an intimacy. And She said, no, not here. There's foxes.
What?
Yeah, I take it there's a lot of outdoor action being had.
It was all outdoor. Jesus Christ, teenagers, you'd hardly go around to someone's house and the father say, you head up to the room. Siobhan is waiting there.
And so, were foxes preventative? Like, why would you be afraid of an intimacy near a fox?
You couldn't relax.
With the Reynard staring in at you.
Could you relax with the fox sniffing around the bushes somewhere? Jesus.
It's Today FM, it's Dermot and Dave, and we are chatting to Tommy Tiernan. Tommy, how are the podcasts going? You've got about, what, 75 on the go at the moment?
I have two. So the conversational one is with Hector and Larita, and that's good crack to do.
Yeah.
So that's going fine.
We love that. We've talked to all of you about that before. That's a great show.
Yeah, that's so we do that once a week, and that just makes us laugh. And then the solo one is more like, it's a bit more like stand-up in that I pick a subject and I dwell on it for 2 or 3 days and then I just record it, kind of a 25 minute rant on, not a rant, just a kind of a soft stroll through the subject.
And do you write it down when you're musing on it, or do you just kind of think about it and then go?
I have a bit of a map in my mind.
Right.
But I have a pause button on the recorder, so I can go sentence by sentence. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I did one on anger the other day, and I started off, I'm a very angry man, and I pressed pause.
And you're like, I've peaked too soon.
Then I go, where will I go after this? And then I press play again. Yep, sure I'm angry. Pause. So it can be long enough while process.
I say so, yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to spend hours in my bedroom with a tape recorder.
I thought you were a girl who could also smell foxes.
Just making like fake radio plays. My parents used to listen to a show called Harbour Hotel. I don't know if you ever remember that. It used to be on the radio around lunchtime.
Yeah.
And it was like a drama, like Fair City, except set in a seaside town somewhere in Ireland.
Yes.
So I used to constantly try and make my own version of these things. Did you ever make similar things when you were a kid?
So you sound like one of those profoundly talented people. You know, you read these biographies of playwrights and they go, well, I was doing one man puppet shows from the age of 5 and that kind of stuff. Jesus, no, I was out with young ones who were able to smell foxes. That was
Talk to us about Derry Girls. Are we going to see a new season, or do they tell you that stuff?
So as far as I know, we are recording later on this year, as far as I know.
Okay.
And that's as much as anybody knows. Mm. But it's awful fun to do that. I miss the camaraderie. I tell you a strange thing that happened to me. I was gigging in Derry, and I'd have the afternoons off. So I was arrived in Derry City, and was out strolling, and about 4:15, all these young ones in their school uniforms came out of one of the local schools, and I would notice certain energies in myself and wouldn't try not to judge them and just observe them. So I noticed this inclination to follow them. So by jizz, I did. And I was walking behind them and I was going to myself, what's going on here, Tom? Yeah. Well, why are you doing this? And what I realized after a while was I was following them because they reminded me of my sitcom family.
Yeah.
And I missed them. I missed being part of that Derry family on television.
I'm not sure that's going to stand up in court, Tommy, to be honest.
Your Honour. Yeah. But that's the truth. Because it is, even though it's a fake family, it is a kind of, and we have, for the 10 weeks or so that we're recording, it is a fierce intimacy.
Hmm.
And that's why I was following those schoolgirls.
Is it true that there's another sitcom happening where you're a detective?
No.
Okay, so that's a falsehood, is it?
No, what happened was I came up with this idea for a sitcom.
Oh, right.
I've loads of ideas for sitcoms. This particular one was a detective who's looking for someone that not only are they not missing, but they might never have existed.
Right.
So it's a kind of a Waiting for Godot meets Chinatown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So did you write any of it or just have the idea?
No,
on the jacks?
No, sure, you'd be just wrecked from the ideas. Sure, you'd be destroyed after an idea like that. You'd be wrecked for a week.
Do you find, has Derry Girls opened up a new audience for you in terms of maybe a UK audience? Or
yeah, there'd be more people coming to the shows in England, more disappointed people at the end of the shows because they'd come thinking that, there's the dad from Derry Girls. Ah, he's so quiet and lovely. Oh my God, he's so... And then I walk out effing and blinding like a tramp after drinking a pint of surgical spirits and I would just be roaring at them and... Using all the bad words I know in the first 2 minutes. Look at you there now, you bunch of rah-rah. So a lot of people, a lot of teenage girls would leave the show at the interval. I'll follow you home now. Because I miss my sitcom family.
Your Honour. Tommy Tiernan, best of luck with the TV show, best of luck with the podcast. We love the stuff you're doing. Thanks for chatting to us.
Don't follow us home.
No.
God bless, lads. See Take off the uniforms.
Bye. Good luck.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.